Get the fuck away from him! You okay there? Yeah, no shit, I'm a hellhound, I can see that. Wait, sorry. I didn't mean it like that, I'm just riled up. Hey, you look pretty beat up. Should need some help getting up. Oh, don't be so shy and proud. Here, let me just pick you up. Oh, please, you're as light as a feather. Oh, goodness. You blush easily, don't you? Okay, let's get going then. Where do you live? That way. Okay, I'll carry you there. So, why were you walking down that alleyway? How could you not know that place is dangerous? Oh, wow. A shortcut, huh? I bet you won't make that mistake again. Huh? Of course, hon. You're welcome. I'm just glad I was passing by when I was. Usually, the sight of a hellhound, 8 feet tall, with blazing eyes and muscles, is enough to chase anyone away. I guess those guys were more dumb than brave, though. Why did I save you? Well, I don't know how much you know about hellhounds, but I just felt a need to protect you when I saw you. It's in my blood, I guess. I've been around for 37 years, but I've never had my predator instincts kick in like that. Sure, I've gotten in fights protecting people before, but nothing like that. A cute little boy like you should know better than to get yourself in trouble like that. Huh? No, I don't have a husband like the other monster girls. It's complicated, to say the least. Anyways, what do you do for work? You can't be more than a year or so outside of college. Okay. Do you enjoy it? That's fair. I guess most people feel that way about their jobs. Me? Well, I'm a security guard for concert events not too far from here. Fitting for a hellhound, huh? You see this scar on my eye? That was a good fight. So much fun. So, what happened with this beauty was when the concert was on full blast and everyone was losing their shit. Rightly so, it was good music. But one of the fans got really fucking rowdy and broke a beer bottle, rushed the stage, and I stopped them. I took him down and got him pinned to the ground after some time, but not before he left a little souvenir on my face. Good times. Oh, these others. Well, I'm happy you're so interested in them. Most guys get put off by things like this, but you're an interesting one. You see, this one was when my sister and I were fighting for some stupid reason. Can't remember, but she landed a really good claw right here on my cheek. Yeah. Growing up with hellhound sisters, you fight a lot. You know, just thank you. Well, it's just, you see me kick the shit out of a couple of guys. I'm like 2 heads taller than you. Picked you up and I'm still carrying you. I'm damn muscular and covered in scars, but you haven't run away. Hell, you're even asking about them. I honestly can't even remember the last time I got to just be myself like this. I It just means a lot. Thank you. I can see why I wanted to protect you so much. I just felt some connection to you. I'm glad that you felt it too. What? I know I haven't found someone. Certainly not anyone like you. Well, I tried in my youth, but the problem is that hellhounds are never subservient. Never submit, and tend to always be the protective and dominant one in the relationship. And even among hellhounds, I'm especially this way. But all the guys I grew up around never really cared for girls like that. They always went after the harpies, or kobolds, or holsters. So, yeah. It just never really worked for me, I guess. Too strong. Too powerful, I suppose. That is a really dangerous thing to be telling me. You realize I'm nearly twice your age, right? Surely there's some other monster girl out there your age and less like me that you're interested in. Well, this is your place, right? Here. I can just... You want me to come in? I hope you know you're making it really hard for me to not follow my instincts right now. To pin you down, mark you as mine, and now you're wrapping your arms around my neck. Are you sure? Here, let me just... Okay. Now we're inside. Are you sure about this? If I sink my teeth in, I'm not letting you go. You just... Alright. Remember, you asked for this. Yeah. You like that boy? Yeah. I know my mouth is warm. Fuck. Oh, you got me on fire. I just want to protect and fuck you. Fuck. You taste so good. Okay. Where's your bedroom? Now. I'm gonna lay you down on the bed and get on top of you like this. Yeah? You like me pinning your wrists above you like that? Oh, now part those lips for me again. You have no idea how long I've waited for this. Do you even have any clue what a prize you are? Okay. You ready? The fuck you mean for what? You asked for this. I'm asking. Are you ready for me to officially claim you as mine? Well, my sweet boy. That means I'm gonna surrender to my instincts and fully fuck the ever-living shit out of you. This is your last chance to bow out before you belong to a hellhound. For the rest of your life. That's what I wanted to hear. So this is it, huh? That wonderful little cock that's been throwing me into a frenzy the last hour. Here, let me take off mine too. Brace yourself. Just gonna fuck you. You feel so fucking good. Huh? Yeah, hellhounds have a really warm internal temperature. Bet you think you're melting, huh? Wait. You're a virgin? Oh my god. Yes, fuck. Oh. Oh, I get to have your first time. God, you have no idea what you just did to me. I'm gonna mock you. All over. You feel so fucking perfect. Just gonna lean down and mark your neck. Oh, don't worry, baby. It won't hurt much. Gonna mark you down your chest, too. Now everyone will know who you belong to. No way I'm letting you slip away. I meant what I said before. Do you have any idea what a prize you are? I know a lot of hellhounds that would kill to have a cutie like you under them 24/7. But I don't give a shit. You are mine. Did you just blush? Oh, you like when I call you mine, huh? Oh man, you and I are gonna have so much fun together. Yeah, I'll take my top off too. Whoops, guess I'm too damn excited. You're hitting my deepest spot so fucking perfectly. Yeah. You like seeing my tits bounce as I ride you? Good. Get used to it. Cause I'm topping you every night. Not that it seems like you'll have a problem with that. Will you, good boy? No? Good. I need more of you right now. Pick your fucking legs up right now. All right, you can't move much. I'll do it. I'll just push your legs up like this. Fuck. You are so perfect. Fuck. Why are you getting me so close like this? This is definitely my favorite position. Oh god, yeah. Yeah. Let more of those cute little moans out. Let me know how good I'm making you feel, you fucking slut. Oh, shit. Was that too much? Okay, good. I'd better leave my scent all over you. So no fucking bitch dares to get close to you. I swear to God, they'd better know not to take you from me. You're close. Oh, good. I'm getting there too. God, you have no idea how much I needed this. Needed you in my life. You see the fire blazing from my eyes. You stoked it the moment I saw you lying there. Lying there like prey to be claimed by me. You know how to really get me going. When I picked you up. Did you really think I wouldn't notice you nuzzling into my fur? It took all my strength not to just take you right then and there. Fuck. Here we go. That's my boy. That's it. Just keep moaning like that. Come on, fill me, fucking fill me. Oh. that was... Oh, fuck. Holy shit. That was amazing. Hey, let me drop your ankles down. Your legs are probably pretty tired, huh? I can't believe it. I actually have a husband now. Jeez. It only took me this long. How are you doing, love? Here, I'll just slide off you now. Oh, whoa, whoa. You came so much. I'm glad I could make you feel so good. Just stay there. I'll lie next to you. Come closer. That's it. Just press your head into my chest for... Can I play with your hair? I always fantasized about holding my boy and scratching his head. Don't worry, I'll be gentle with my claws. This is so nice. Love having my arms wrapped around you, keeping you safe. I really meant what I said. You're mine now. And you'd better get used to having me being protective over you. It's my calling, and now I finally have someone I can use that on. This is it. I've waited so long. I never thought I'd get to experience this, but out of nowhere you just showed up and it just happened. I love you, my sweet boy. Never forget it. I can't wait to show you off to my sisters. They're gonna be so jealous. But I guess that can wait for another time. In the meantime, just stay cuddled up next to me, little one. I'll take care of you from now and forevermore. Are you open to maybe living with me in my place? That makes me so happy. Oh, I can't wait to go to bed and wake up to your peaceful face in my chest every morning. Have a nice nap, my good boy. I'll be here when you wake up, love. Keeping you safe. And keeping you warm forever.